Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the third hour, we'll get into how the New York Times tried to debunk 9/11 truth, attack myself, Rosie O'Donnell, Loose Change Crew, everybody. We got the Loose Change Crew coming on in the third hour. Talk about big 9/11 developments and the final cut. We're going to have open phones in this hour, into the next hour. They'll be on this about the last 40 minutes. William Rodriguez is going to pop in as well. For those who just joined us, Santa Fe Police Department looking into hiring Mexican nationals. They say the military's hiring foreigners. Why shouldn't we? Absolutely. Once the treason's committed by the scumbag Pentagon, bought and paid for by foreign banks, openly admitting it, carrying out terror attacks on 9/11, why not have Mexican police? And folks, this is how it's already working. The El Jefe, Mordido, kickback, beak dipping is now here. And it's just cesspool corruption everywhere. Believe me, I live in the Southwest, and we're sinking into total murk right now, folks. And they got a complete, absolute amnesty bill that they're keeping secret, but excerpts have leaked. Senators are saying it has a Z visa for total legalization of anyone that's here. They can bring in 11 members of their family or more. That's the minimum. It'll draw in unlimited amounts of other foreigners. We've got huge Ron Paul developments. And coming up after I take this first gamut of calls, this first round, I'm going to give you the number to the Senate to tell them, to tell those traitors, and to tell the House, who they're saying they're in conference now, they're saying the House is going to pass it next week, to tell those traitors and to tell those scumbags tell them, I know you're here to pacify me. Don't give me your bull about how it is an amnesty. Just know this. You're involved in high treason, and we're going to move to have you all arrested. They need to get hardcore calls. Okay? Just criminals. Ugh. They got to take us down quick, see? They're really moving to do it right now. So we'll recap the amnesty stuff. We'll get into the Ron Paul. Huge developments there. Give you phone numbers. In the third hour, I want you to call into Sean Hannity's show. Get through their call screeners, do whatever you have to. And I want you to, and then after you're done with your call, if they don't let you through, just let them know that they're scumbag traitors. You know, let them know that we're fully aware they're working for black ops. He's out there peddling this amnesty deal. He may try to spin it. Just to let them know we're fully aware of their activities against Ron Paul. John in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Alex.
Hi, what's on your mind?
I had a question for you. I don't know if you heard about the zombie outbreak in South America, Cambodia. I don't really know if that
Are you smoking dope right now?
No, I saw an actual BBC news article on the net, and even saw a video of it was a helicopter showing the forest at night, and some man running with a gun, and he gets attacked by these five people that just, like, rip him apart. And I know you're talking about a lot of, like, biological agents and viruses and stuff, and I figured you'd
I know in the Caribbean and places they've had poisons that make you basically die. Or, you know, your heart beats so slow, people can't pick it up, and they bury you, and that's just basic MK Ultra. See, that's an example of thousand-year-old, because that stuff went on in Africa, too, MK Ultra. You make somebody think they've died, and now they're, quote, your slave of the underworld, and you know, the whole village thinks you're dead, and now you're the witch doctor's slave. That's what the CIA and people do. They do that for months on end, and then they tell you, now go kill people, and they do it. But no, I haven't seen it. What's the headline?
It's a zombie outbreak in Cambodia, Kwansal quarantined.
Okay, I'll check it out. Sounds like a prank, but we'll check it out there, sir. Thank you. Let's go ahead and talk to Richard in Texas. Richard, go ahead. You know what? I don't have time. We'll go to Richard after. And listen, I'm going to move to your calls quickly. All right? We'll try. 1-800-259-9231. Have your questions, your comments ready. We've covered how foreign Mexican police will rule us. Foreign Mexican military will rule us. That's just a small portion of the enslavement. And total complete amnesty, absolute complete, directly from the Senate. And they're trying to ban Ron Paul from the debates right now. They're not playing games. And it's horrible.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The mainstream media is announcing that they're going to increase the number of foreign nationals as troops in our military, and of course for domestic operations, that goes. The Associated Press is reporting that police departments want to have Mexican nationals as police over the American people, and the dumb idiot population will probably love it. I mean, this is just classical takeover behavior. They have a complete amnesty plus. It isn't just amnesty. They can then bring in 11 of their family members in the next 4 years, and they can bring in more after that. It is an unlimited Z visa. This is what we've gotten out of the secret bill. It's secret on top of it. We're into all the Ron Paul developments. I'm going to give you numbers of the Santa Fe Traitor Police Department to let them understand that that's treason. That we know they're running a El Jefe operation out of there, and they want to get the mordido going and the kickbacks going there in their town and really get everybody firmly underfoot with some folks that know how to knock heads and are used to pushing folks around down in Mexico, that we're not going to put up with that. We're going to give out the number again to the RNC, whose phones have been shut down since yesterday when we gave their phone numbers out. And that's now turned into a national phenomenon. I want to commend all of you that when we started that, you took action. I mean, it's completely shut them down. By the way, I called twice yesterday and then twice last night, and the phones were busy. So keep hammering them. But most importantly, those are side caveats, and we're going to give you the latest Ron Paul info and a lot more. I'm going to go through the amnesty plan and the numbers of the U.S. Senate. Get ready for that in a few minutes. And then on top of it, in the third hour, I want to go after Sean Hannity. I want some of you, just pick, to call in and weevil through their call screeners and get on air. And I want others of you just to call in and let them know that you're fully aware of their traitorous activities. And his show starts in about an hour, doesn't it, or 45 minutes? So we'll give it out right before then, so you can go ahead and load them up. And don't let it stop, too. Call in next week. I mean, we got to get aggressive with these people. Let's blast through your calls. Steve in Ohio, go ahead. Steve in Chicago, go ahead.
Oh, yes, sir. Alex, I just wanted to cheer you a little bit because I know that the tenor of the conversation. Spiegel magazine has a nice article about the fall of the hardest neocon, meaning your buddy Wolfowitz. They said that Germany, France, and the Netherlands ganged up against
him. No, I know, but he's just a puppet. That's internal globalist fighting. I mean, he's just a puppet, but I mean, sure, it's good to see him falling. But see, they'll get rid of Bush, and then they'll just put Hillary in. See, we can't get too focused on their top puppets. We got to get focused and attack the system.
The problem is I don't know that the Americans are strong enough and have the willpower to take action. It seems like we have to have foreign intervention because they're just standing around like stupid, dull cattle, chewing their cuds. I don't see any action.
Well, I do see action, and I appreciate your call. I mean, I understand that you've got half the population that literally doesn't know their state capital, doesn't know up from down, doesn't know their hind end from a hole in the ground, knows nothing. They don't count, folks. It was 5% started the war, and it was more like 15% won the war. Started with 1% in 1776. So instead of always, and I do this too, I'm not mad at you, Steve in Chicago, and I appreciate what you're saying. But instead of focusing on all the cattle, let's talk about how we shut down the RNC and shut down GOPAC and shut down the Michigan Republican Party. Let's talk about how they took down their main numbers and we found their backup numbers. Let's talk about how they're panicking. Let's talk about how they were going to try to get Ron Paul out of the debates and we forced him in there. And now we're going to try to keep him in there. And if they do remove him, it'll show the world how they're a bunch of cheats who can't win on a level playing field. So mad I can hardly talk. And they're going to try to go for amnesty. They're going to try to bring in foreign troops. That's what's going to wake the people up. So instead of worrying about all the losers, let's call Congress and tell them no amnesty. Call the House and the Senate, but mainly the Senate right now. Next week it'll be the House. This is it. This is the fight. Let's call Sean Hannity and let him know that we understand he's a Judas goat and a fake conservative. We're going to go over that. Let's call the Santa Fe Police Department and let them know that they're criminals. And let them know that we know they want foreigners to oppress the American people. Let's go to Mark in New Jersey. Quickly, Mark, go ahead.
Yes, hi, Alex.
Hi.
This immigration thing, I understand that it's a huge problem and everyone's concerned about it. And I'm just curious as to your take on political solutions that go beyond just letting them know how we feel about the situation. Obviously, it begins by calling these numbers and letting these people know how we feel. But as far as a political situation to the problem that goes beyond that, what's your take?
I appreciate your call. It's an excellent question. Let me answer it. Let me answer that question, Mark from New Jersey. You call up your scumbag politicians. You call up Michael McCall, the Republican trash here in Austin, right outside Austin. You call up the Democratic filth. And you tell Lloyd Doggett, this is an example locally, we're going to come to every one of your public events and we're going to heckle you as a traitor and we're going to do it everywhere you go. And then you do it. By the way, I've done this many times. I'm not telling you to do something I haven't done. And by the way, most people will agree with you when you go to these. And you go, okay, fine. You go ahead and vote for amnesty. When is the next? They'll go to a grocery store. They'll go to a library. They'll go to a Kiwanis club. They'll go to a Rotary club. Where is the next place? What is their next meet with the constituents? And then you go to the next one, and you go to the next one, and you take out three Wednesday afternoons or Tuesday mornings or Sunday afternoons, and you go down there and you march in there and you get a hold of their hand. You say, listen to me. You know you're selling out foreign interest and you know it's amnesty and I'm going to vote against you, you little traitor. And everybody here who's against this traitor needs to join me to get with his opposition. Let me tell you, they don't like you physically confronting them. That at a very primitive level gets to these people. I mean, you physically get in their face, and you call them a worm. You call them a scumbag if you need to. I mean, it's time to get aggressive. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, I like what people have been doing to the pro-war crowd. They go to their homes and bullhorn them out front their houses. It's time to get aggressive with these people. It's time to get serious. Now, you talk about political. Politically, Ron Paul will shut down the borders and build a fence because that's constitutional. And so you get Ron Paul elected, you at least get him in the rest of the debates where he can educate the people and inject some sanity. And at the local level, let's say you're in Santa Fe. I mean, talk about a group of criminals. You start going to the city council meetings, or you live outside Santa Fe, and you go, how dare you talk about using Mexican citizens to come over here? And I mean, that's total tyranny. That's total oppression. And how dare you say that you can't hire the young people you need? Yeah, the department needs young, dumb, 18 to 25-year-olds. Why don't you hire an old black woman? Why don't you hire some 50-year-old white man? Why don't you hire, because they aren't dumb and won't sit there and brutalize people like the young punks you're looking for. But you can't find enough young idiots because they're all off getting filled full of deadly injections and breathing DU. And so you want to hire a bunch of foreigners to come in here and oppress us. You've got recruits you need. Use political correctness against them and say, why won't you hire U.S. citizens, you scum? You need to call for the firing of these recruiting officers that did this. By the way, we call for the firing of those teachers that held that told the kids they were going to die. They're now firing them. We called for the firing of Silverstein's goons, calling the fake bomb threats. And we've now confirmed he was fired. I told you we need to go after the city here trying to shut down free speech with Access TV. The director went to prison. When we get up here and say something's criminal, it's because it's criminal on its face. And just because you're wearing monkey suit police uniforms doesn't mean you don't need to go to jail. Now, if you hire foreigners, even though the state's telling you you can't do it, which it sounds like they're going to go ahead and do, you need to be arrested. But right now, you just need to be fired. You understand, traitors? You understand what happens to traitors, scum? I mean, if this doesn't get you just absolutely angry, I don't know what's wrong with you. Who's up next here? Joe in Cleveland, Ohio, also being overrun by illegal aliens. Go ahead, Joe.
Alex.
Yes?
I got some important consumer tips on how to avoid plastics with dioxins.
Yeah, that's what's feminizing and causing massive cancer. It's what's causing the women to have too much estrogen and get breast cancer, and it's causing men to be a bunch of little twits.
Right. So when you go into a store, you go into the grocery store, there'll be if something's in a plastic container, look at the bottom of the container, and there will be a triangular recycling logo with the arrows. Now, in the middle of that triangle, there will be a number. That number classifies what type of plastic it is.
And how much leakage it's allowed to have, you know. How much dioxin it's allowed to nutrition you with.
Well, from my understanding, the one you should avoid is 3. Avoid the number 3 in the middle of that triangle.
But why should families research the safer types of plastics? Why should they care about their children? Hell, they don't care about illegal aliens that are going to literally rule over them. I'm not joking. I've read the government documents. They say they're going to use Mexican troops and police to, quote, deal with American terrorists. Because, folks, a pack of Mexican troops will storm your house and gun your family down. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm getting ready to call up Hannity. And I wanted to ask you, do you know how old Hannity is? Is he old enough to enlist? In the military?
I don't know how old scumbag is.
I don't know, but I'll give your audience a tip. His screener is a witch, and she won't let you on. I called up and wanted to call him out on implanting microchips in kids, and she said, we're not talking about that, and she hangs up. You got to call up.
You got to lie.
You got to act stupid, and you got to put on a front like you're an idiot liberal, and they'll put you on. And then when you get on, hammer them.
Well, also, and again, it isn't lying in the classical sense. Like in the Bible, you know, they send the spies in and they lie. The point is, they're blocking the First Amendment. They're screening your calls. So you call in and you say you're going to talk about something else and you change your mind. You can also call and go, I love Sean. I want to talk about Ron Paul and how he wants to let the terrorists kill us. And use the term Islamofascist.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar-powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on KenSolar.com. That's KenSolar.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th, from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, "Seashores of Old Mexico." It sounded so good, I got an idea. I'm gonna go there since they're all over here. The Lone Star State should be renamed Texaco. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. I'm gonna swim the Rio Grande at El Paso.
No, you won't. They'll take you and line you up and blow your guts all over the walls.
I'm leaving tonight.
Hundreds of dead bodies are generally found buried all over the place. Where the federales have their way with women, you name it. We'll all be living like that soon enough here.
Hello, Mexico.
Hello, being drugged out of the car. Hello, paying off cops at the side of the road. La, la, la. Total scum nation.
I'll drive a rattletrap car with no liability. I'll demand equal rights, though I'm there illegally. I'll protest in the streets till they finally grant them. Sing English words to their national anthem. Hey, Vincente, what's right for your people should be right for me.
Oh, no, no, no.
There goes controlling that tide that keeps rolling across.
By the way, remember the story, and we confirmed.
This old Texas cowboy feels like...
We have confirmed that they didn't just arrest the guy that was protesting the illegal aliens a few weeks ago in Seattle. They arrested anyone with signs peacefully protesting. Free speech is only allowed for the illegal aliens because, again, they've got to get that amnesty to complete the destruction of the country. And the cops work for the city councils that work for the private corporations that are absorbing the United States right now. It's really very simple. Now, I'm going to go over... Sean Hannity's show actually starts in an hour and a half. We don't want to give him the jump that we're going to do this, so let's just wait. And at least he won't be able to take calls for the whole show. They'll probably just suspend calls, but then we'll hit him again on Monday. Keep it going on Monday. Write a note and call in and just go, "Hi, Sean, you're a great American. Yeah, I just want to talk about the traitor Ron Paul, or I want to talk about how we need to stay in Iraq and finish the job, or I want to talk about how the amnesty plan's pretty reasonable and we got to get something, and I agree with Sean." And just go, "Oh, yeah." And then that's how you get through, and then you hit them hard once you get on. So you don't have to do that here. You just call your name, where you're calling from. If you disagree, you go to the head of the line. Because we can defend our ideas. Black op operations, where they say every child needs a microchip, arrest all militias, he's for gun control, he's for the amnesty plan because he wants to get tough on the borders. I've heard him, "Oh, well, the plan's not perfect, but you know it does something, and we got to get behind our president." People call in and go, "Hey, Sean, you're not really, hey, I'm just as tough as you are on the border, buddy. Are you saying I'm not tough?" We're going to give you the latest Ron Paul news, get into a recap on how our police are going to be Mexicans from Mexico now, and a lot more coming up in the next segment, and give you some phone numbers. But right now, let's get one more call in before we go to break. Let's talk to Robert in California. You're on the air.
Buenos dias, Alejandro. This is Roberto from Mexifornia.
How you doing?
You better not
protest those illegals. The cops will beat you down. That just happened in San Diego. They're allowed to attack citizens, and if citizens have video of being attacked, the police then charge you. Same thing in Seattle.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, sir. I wrote you an article, a rough draft, as if are you being heard about Ron Paul? But in it,
did you put it up on Prison Planet? Is it up on the sites?
No, I haven't put it. I haven't got that website yet or that link yet.
Okay, how long ago did you write it?
Let me see. I dated it.
How long ago did you email it to us?
Monday.
And nobody put it up?
Nobody put it up. It was a rough draft anyway. But anyway.
Well, we can't post rough drafts, brother.
Okay.
We're so busy, we hardly got time to salt our food. Listen to me. Listen to me, folks. We need your help. But if you're going to write articles, make sure we can just put them up.
Okay. But I added something else in it.
What would you like to say, sir?
There is in February 28, 1933, the protective custody bill in Nazi Germany that gave them many of the established camps. I've been trying to locate that actual law.
And that dovetails with the Texas law, where the doctor can put you in jail without the police or a judge.
Right. Do you know of any website where they actually have that?
I've read about it in books. I know it was passed. I know the Nazis arrested people without habeas corpus.
Right.
I mean, that's not debated. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find that so I can actually get the wordings and see if it like you said.
Yeah, a lot of old stuff isn't online yet. It's in scholarly books. But, hey, thanks for writing an article for us. Finish it up and send it to us. We'll get it up. Anything else?
No, sir. Have a good day.
Hey, God bless you, sir. Keep it up. All right. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
We are at the crossroads, as I said at the beginning of the broadcast. The North American Union is being put together right now. They're trying to set up a world tax on fossil fuels and, quote, carbon footprints. They're now announcing one-child policies they want to have in England and the United States and Europe. They are driving ahead with a total, complete amnesty plus, worse than amnesty. It is total capitulation, the end of the United States. It is absolute amnesty and allowing 11-plus family members to come in with them and unlimited skilled and unskilled visas to be allowed to bring in record numbers on top of who already is here. It will cause a giant rush of people coming into the country. Santa Fe Police Department's announcing they want to recruit Mexican citizen police to police Americans. We already know that's going on in many areas, but here they are announcing it. They're announcing expansions of foreign troops to make up our military, radically expanding foreign recruiting centers. The Pentagon and NORTHCOM has announced they'll use Mexican and Canadian troops to, quote, deal with American terrorists on domestic soil. Bush has set up martial law provisions in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007, passed last year, federalizing the governorships and the National and State Guards. It's just, folks, everything is off the charts right now. And they are set. Bush has announced the deal. The Senate's made a deal with the House. Bush has made a deal with them. It looks like they've got the votes right now to pass complete amnesty next week. it doesn't matter if 75% of the American people plus won out of the war and over 70% of the troops in major polls. It doesn't matter if 99% don't want these toll roads. 97, excuse me. It doesn't matter if 99% in Gallup polls don't want the new London Kelo decision on grabbing private property for private interest without just compensation. It doesn't matter if 90% don't want amnesty, 91% in the last Gallup poll. They don't care. They're going, we're bringing in foreign El Jefes. We're bringing in foreign patrons. You're going to live like peons. We're bringing you the old world corrupt system. You're going to be slaves. The roads are going to be toll roads. We're going to take your children. We're going to break you down. We're going to take you low. We're going to devalue your currency. This is the new world order. And if I've been biting the heads off callers earlier, been a little bit angry and aggressive, it's because I really, folks, I am... This is it. I mean, we're watching it, and we're watching these creatures butcher the Bill of Rights. We're watching them cheat Ron Paul and try to kick him out of the debates because he was winning. Just the cheating alone. We're watching him lie and scam. I have a whole stack here where Fox News was caught for a full day posting that Rudolph Giuliani won the debates and putting up fake poll numbers. We have screenshots. We have the article. Fake poll numbers now. And then when they took that down, they said Mitt Romney did and said Ron Paul was second tier. And then all, I mean, just the lying, the cheating, and then trying to block our electoral voting process so we can't see the man who's the real front runner as they panic to do this. And the New York Times saying Ron Paul's for torture and didn't speak out against it, which he did. And just, I've got a whole stack of deception here. I have a giant stack of deception here. There's a big video clip up on PrisonPlanet.com. I want to air on Rosie O'Donnell yesterday talking about our government's behind the terror. Then we play a clip from Terror Storm in the clip. But John Gibson all lying and freaking out and doing everything else he does. And I've just got all these calls I want to take, and it's just unbelievable. Let me just do this right now. Get your pens and paper right now, as I asked you to do in the first hour. Now, don't call this yet. And I know there'll be Sean Hannity supporters who will call the number and tell them to get ready for it. I don't care. But just call once the show starts. Maybe call a little bit before or a few minutes before. And then just call later in the day. Just keep trying. You'll get through. And bottom line, let them know that we're fully aware of their traitorous activities against Ron Paul. Let them know that we are aware that Hannity goes, well, it's not a perfect plan, but it's something, and it'll build a fence. No, it doesn't. They just say that. It's a total amnesty. You won't need a fence because they're all legalized. If you can get here, you get a visa permanently for 4 years, and you can bring your whole family, period. So we're going to go after Hannity today. Let me give you his number. Now, I want you to do all of this, folks. I'm asking you to. It's 1-800-941-SEAN. I was about to call him a name. I just can't help it anymore. He's smirking and all of it. 1-800-941-7326. Write that down. 1-800-941-7326. By the way, I don't ask you to do anything I don't do. I'm going to call it when the show ends in an hour and 22 minutes from now. 1-800-941-7326. In fact, it's better just for our people to start jamming it a few minutes before it starts. They may know about it and turn the phones off at first. Just keep trying. Never stop the full 3 hours. We're at least going to deny the phone line system to them. And then some of you pick to sneak through on them, claim you're a neocon, claim you're a liberal, act stupid, you'll get on. The caller earlier was absolutely right. If you are an articulate patriot, they do not want you on. They're here to pacify conservatives until it's too late. That's their number one job as operatives. I just had to read about Limbaugh and Clinton at dinner, all good buddies now. It's so sick. 1-800-941-7326. 1-800-941-7326. Call it in an hour and 20 minutes from now. Okay, the scumbag Sean Hannity show. We're actually doing him a favor, though. We've got a website ranked tens of thousands of times bigger than his and have a gigantic audience. He's a legend in his own mind, but it's important to let this punk know that we know what he is. Arrest every militia member. Ban militias. Make every child take a chip. Torture's good. Let's have open borders, Sean Hannity. You Judas goat. Piece of trash. Here's the other numbers. Keep calling this, never stop, and call it on Monday. Their phone systems are completely shut down. Call it right now. This is the phone line, ladies and gentlemen, to the RNC. We might need to put a note here on Prison Planet that it is the number to the RNC. It is at the bottom. Call the RNC now at 1-202-863-8500, 202-863-8500. Jam their phone lines and let them know that we will not tolerate any effort on behalf of any faction within the GOP to silence Ron Paul or kill the electoral process. We've done our own petition. It's also at the top of PrisonPlanet.com. It's the best one out there we've seen. We're also supporting the other petition. Go sign it. I looked at it last night. It had like 4,000 signatures. I don't know what it is now. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. Sign our petition. It's petitiononline.com/Ron Paul/petition.html. But the O in Ron Paul is a zero. That way we could get an easier domain back end. Because the... point is, just get in there and sign the petition, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna that just automatically gets delivered to Congress. We're gonna print out a copy and mail it to the RNC. But again, you just let those pieces of trash know over there that we know they've hijacked the party. We know they're there for foreign interest. They're there to break down this nation. They're there to get our guns and get rid of our borders. And we know what a bucket of trash they are. And you just let the RNC know that we know who they are. And that we know they're traitors, and that we're never going to vote for any Republican that supports Ron Paul being barred from the debate. It's not like he's somebody who had 1% of the vote. That's why they've had these two debates with 10 people. Anybody who got below 10 points needs to be off the debates. Ron Paul got second place in the last one. He was at 33 points ahead of everybody in a 10-way race until they cheated and electioneered and said text against Paul on Fox News. And he won every major poll on the MSNBC one. And he's the talk of the country now, and it backfired on him, so now they're desperate. They tried to attack him, and it backfired and made him the talk of the nation. By the way, on Yahoo, most search terms, Yahoo, the biggest web system in the world, number one on the web, guess who was number eight in most search to the top 10 terms? Ron Paul yesterday. That's a whole other article right there. He's got mega buzz. For once, they're not talking about Jessica Simpson's underwear or some other starlet not wearing underwear getting out of some limo. Who cares? That doesn't affect your family. This does. To every veteran, to every police officer who isn't a traitor to America, to anybody who really cares about this country, if you don't call this number, you're a traitor. 202-863-8500. And you let them know they're the traitors. And on top of it, here is the most important thing I want to give out. Where is it in my stack? I had it. You can tell I'm angry. Where is my Senate numbers? Oh, I had my Senate numbers here. Try keeping track of this, folks. They brought them in here a minute ago. Here it is, the numbers to the Senate. All right, here is the online... Here's the U.S. Capitol switchboard, and they change these all the time. This was printed off this morning. They may have changed it. Here, let me just test it right now live on air. Let's just do this right now. You understand, ladies and gentlemen, they're moving on us right now. They're bum-rushing us. They want Mexican police ruling over us, Mexican troops, open borders, total amnesty, just trying to bar Ron Paul. Just they're bum-rushing us, the pack of criminals. And they're using the third world horde to get it done. It's ringing right now. You can hear it. All right, come on. They're not answering over there. Classic. The switchboard routinely now just turns off and they just go about their business directing prostitutes to different senators' apartments. That's mainly what they do. This is like the Roman Senate bringing in the Visigoths and the Angles and the rest of them right before Rome started falling. Yes, is this the Capitol switchboard? Fantastic. Can you give me Senator Spector's office, please? Okay, now I've been transferred to the line is busy at the... just the American people, I know you're just answering the phone. Just want to even let the switchboard know that we're aware that he is a traitor to America for his attempt to destroy the United States with the complete amnesty plan. Thank you. All right. So the traitor scumbag, Arlen Specter's office is busy. If you live in Maryland, if you live in D.C., if you live in Virginia, I want you to get in your car right now. And I want you to go to the Capitol right now, and I want you to march into that piece of trash's office. And I want you to let him know that we know he's a traitor. He got up there and said, this will restore the rule of law. What a joke. This takes it and tells all these criminals that they're instantly legalized and they can bring in whoever they want. And they can go suck off the welfare memories. I want you to call 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. More importantly, I want you to get the constituent offices. We can't give all these numbers out. To Specter in his district and his state office and to your congressmen and women's offices. You get off your butt, you call information, you go online, you find out their numbers, and you call their district offices, and you go in there, and you throw a fit. That'll get their attention. That'll get these traitorous scums' attention. And while you're at it, you tell them how dare these criminal scumbags try to destroy our country and try to kick Ron Paul out of the debates. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. This is the natural way to behave when you're being completely overrun. They're announcing foreign troops and police are going to rule over you. You understand they're really doing it? Oh, my gosh, this is so bad. 202-224-3121. Let me just give you individual numbers. We're going to get these all up on PrisonPlanet.com. At Congress.com, they've got all the phone numbers. Paul Watson's posting it all on the main page right now. I want it. Sean Hannity, number one, is going after Congress. Number two, on the immigration total amnesty plan, the Death of America plan. Number two is defending Ron Paul and making sure he stays in the debate. And number three is a political action. You call in and take over Sean Hannity's show in 1 hour and 13 minutes. Just call all their numbers, ladies and gentlemen. Call Barbara Boxer and let everybody know, let her office know that we know she's a traitor and she isn't going to vote against it. Just let her know that we're aware of how she's playing race politics and trying to drive down the wages and trying to destroy America and that she thinks she's going to handle and rule over an illegal alien horde they're going to use to riot on cue. You let that traitorous piece of filth know we're aware of her. 202-224-3553. And you let them know that we know it's treason and that it's not even our government anymore. Just let them know. 202-224-3553. I rarely give out congressional numbers. Remember when I did 2 months before 9/11? I said, call them and let them know we know they're going to attack the World Trade Center. Well, what you're about to see is going to be even bigger than that, ladies and gentlemen. Remember I said, call them and let them know we know the government's behind it and to stop it and call the White House? Well, call them and let them know that we know this is the end of America. Then they have the nerve to say it isn't an amnesty, but then they keep the bill secret, but the details of it are leaked, that it's a Z visa that legalizes everyone. They don't even have to leave the country once a year for their visa. Every one of these pieces of filth makes me sick. Just call every one of them. I mean, just go down the line and never stop. But key, not just our millions of listeners, what you did yesterday when we started the Ron Paul revolt, and when we got, and it started a firestorm, and again, I don't care about the getting credit for it. I want to give you the listeners credit. It started here. You told 10 friends and told their email list and told the MySpace that told the Yahoo account that told the, and it's just all over talk radio. I even heard it on mainstream talk radio to call and keep Ron Paul in the debates, and a revolt is on. And by making neocon talk show host attack Ron Paul, it shows their listeners that they're really traitors and aren't real conservatives. It's making people choose sides. Bush says they've got a deal. Bush says the Senate's made a deal to pass this next Monday or Tuesday, and that the House has made a deal to pass it. 91% of Americans don't want this, and that's Americans not even knowing one-tenth of how bad this is. What's the government's answer? We don't care. We're going to do it. Well, we got to let these traitors know that we're aware. And I told you, folks, you tell them we're going to every one of the meetings you're at. We're going to go to. And don't listen to me to give you the tell you where they're going to be. You just call their office and you say, where is his next public event? Or you go to their websites and it'll say where it is. And then you come out and you get them by the hand and you squeeze their hand. You look them in the eye and you say, you traitor piece of filth. You better stop selling us out for 30 pieces of silver. I'm going to campaign for your opposition. And go get a bullhorn and bullhorn outside their house. I don't care if it's one of you doing it. In fact, I think I'm going to go get a bullhorn. I'm going to go bullhorn Lloyd Doggett's house next week. We'll see how that piece of trash likes it. Let me tell you something. We got to do everything we can to save this country. Because it isn't just the America that's falling. It's all the liberties. It's the freedoms. It's America being overrun. This is the global military assault, ladies and gentlemen. We're under attack. Global Mayday. Global Mayday. The United States is falling. It's completely falling right now. The electoral process is being blocked. Our borders have been lowered. Our shields have been lowered. Our corporations have radicalized the illegal aliens, and they're using them as a weapon against what's left of our country. Help us! Worldwide, I want people in foreign countries to help us who are under the same attack. We're all under attack! The West is under attack!
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
The FEMA camps, they plan to take your women from you and rape them in front of you. They plan to blow your children's heads off, those that aren't shipped to Saudi Arabia. You think I'm joking about this government? They are going to have their way with this country. That's what they like to do. That's the extreme of what they like to do. They've already done it to 3,000 plus children they've taken in Florida. They already take black children in New York and feed them pesticide till they die. Total evil. All of them. George Bush, Barbara Boxer, Hillary Clinton, Chuckie Schumer, all of them. They're all enemies. Enemies. And all they do is try to sit there cloaked, camouflaged. It's military. They tell you what you want to hear. That's a camouflage, like camouflage on a tank or camouflage on the underbelly of sky blue on an aircraft. They're enemy salvos launching at the heart of the Republic, watching the Republic collapse before my very eyes, makes my soul burn with volcanic fury. We are going to defeat these people. We are going to rise the sleeping giant. We are going to get the people involved and get them out of their comfort zones. Because as the enemy launches more and more of its operations, you will see the sleeping giant move forward against the New World Order. And you will see them crushed and defeated with God's help, with the shield of faith and the sword of truth. We will crush the New World Order. You got to get angry. You got to see the threat for what it is. You got to get fired up. And stop mincing words. Stop playing games. When you see these politicians, you tell them, enemy, enemy of mine, enemy of America, enemy of freedom, enemy of the children, enemy of beauty. You there, enemy. Call them out. Enemies. Enemy. Start just calling them enemy. Don't even use their name. They are enemy. They are enemy. You are the enemy. The enemy. The enemy. The enemy. The enemy. Our government is our enemy. Why do you think all their training manuals say patriots are the enemy? Because we're all that's left of America. We're the only last line the guardians defending. Well, of course they say patriots are the enemy. Because they are the enemy of America. I want the spell to be broken right now that's on our police and military and government bureaucrats. And you know deep in your gut right now that spell over you is being broken. And you know right now you've been under a spell of darkness. You've been under brainwashing and manipulation. You have been lied to. You are serving evil. You have been slowly twisted. It's not too late to come back and join us. I know I've got Kevin and Jeff and Jack and Josh and Mike. I don't know, and all these other people. I'm going to be exhausted today. I'm just so mad. A secret bill, and then we get excerpts of it, and it's a total, complete amnesty like all the other proposals. And then they're announcing they want to have foreign Mexican police in the U.S., Associated Press, and Mexican troops. And they're trying to ban the forerunner, Ron Paul, and calling him second tier, and Fox News put on their website for a day that Giuliani won and put fake numbers up. I mean, that's how they treat us, like we're that stupid. And they pose as conservatives and talk about how they care about the troops all day when they hate their guts. Listen to me. I haven't plugged all day because I'm too busy fighting the New World Order, but a big part of fighting the New World Order is supporting us. So if you want to go to InfoWars.com and buy some of the books and videos and make copies of my videos to get them out to people to expose who the real criminals are, you're more than welcome. Because we need your support. InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com. Go to that website and get those videos and get those DVD burners and start making copies. And know every time you make a copy and give it to somebody that that's one more piece of energy going into our fist that's smash it into their face and never stop. Do it with focus and do it with war making.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll free 877-300-7645.
Now,